listening, and I wanted to hear the blessings of God, because some of them are heathenistic countries. Every one of them God loved, God died for, wants to see them in heaven. And I'll tell you what, our whole mission here is to reach the world. Now, we're only in four walls right here, can't reach no further, but by way of the internet, by way of CDs, by way of passing out tracts, visiting, we can lengthen our 10 states and bring in more territory for the glory of God, and that's what we want to do. Go ahead, Brother Richard.
I'm not hoggish. I get volunteered. I get volunteered a lot, but anyways, I hope it's something. I do as a blessing. I hope it is.
Bless my
brother. Well, this song done lost mind all week. All the sickness around. Just listen to words. It seems that someone calls to say the sea strikes a love for someone's has to wait. When I think what God has promised to us when we reach that golden shore, there will be no bad news anymore.
Amen.
I don't. Somebody have something they want me to do, I will. I hate. That's the only one I had on my mind.
I know somebody wants me to sing one back there. Tell him.
Roll me over the tide.
Sing that for my sister there, brother. Your sister, too.
When Stephen was a few. Lonely and bewildered, no one on that day would stand by his side. He just looked up to heaven, to the right hand of the Father. Song someday.
God bless you, Brother Richard. Amen. All right, we got some young ladies on the sing this morning, and I'll let little Kaylee go first. She said she had one she wanted to sing, and I'll let Peyton and Dawson go behind her. They've got two they want to sing. Jesus said, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, and I I like to see little children doing what us adults should be doing. So you go ahead, Kaylee. God bless you, sweetie.
Whisper a prayer in the morning. Whisper a prayer at noon. Whisper a prayer in the evening to keep your heart in tune.
That's right, amen.
God answers prayers in the morning. God answers prayers at noon. God answers prayers in the evening.
Yes, he does.
To keep your heart in tune.
That's right, amen.
Jesus may come in the morning. Jesus may come at noon. Jesus may come in the evening to keep your heart in tune.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kaylee. I never will forget the time little Kaylee was kneeling right here where these two tear stains are right here. I knelt down and I said, honey, is everything all right? She said, I'm praying to get saved. I said, well, you go right ahead, honey. There's still two tear stains right here. Where she prayed. We got Dawson and Peyton. They're wanting to sing this morning. We'll let them sing now. You ready to sing? Sing, listen. It's going to be on the internet now, so sing out and let it sing out. Sing out. When you sing.
Jesus loves me, this I know. Boy, love the Bible, tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is true. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, he does.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Amen.
Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. When I owe his little child coming. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me so.
Yes, it does.
No wonder we weaken. But his shining stone on top, it comes to watch me where I'm. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, he does.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
All right.
Yes.
Good job. I think they're going to sing another Amazing Grace, and Grace is amazing.
No. Oh, no, I'm not singing.
Okay, you don't have to. Peyton wants to sing Amazing Grace.
Okay.
You can help her.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound
that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Sing out. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my precious did that grace appear. The hour I first believed
through me.
sun. We've no less days to sing God's praise. And when we first begun. All right, thank you, Peyton and Dawson. I'd like to say I wished I could say that I had a heart to sing or to serve God. I hate to say it, but I didn't even get into the family of God until I was 34 years old. And I appreciate these young people. The Bible said in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Before the evil days draw nigh, thou sayest, I have no pleasure in them. We'll be preaching today out of Psalms chapter number 90. I had intended to read the whole chapter. I'm just concerned about the time. It's quite a message here this morning, and I don't see anywhere to cut the ends off of it. But we will read several verses here, Psalms 90. Our text verse 13. All the songs, Brother Melvin, I couldn't believe it. The songs he picked out pointed to the message today, and that's the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our sight. He puts things together that need to go together. But he says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return, ye children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight are as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that's told. That's why they do a funeral. They tell your life as a tale's told. The days of our years are 70. That's important. If by reason of strength they be 80, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it's soon cut off and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Our text verse, return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands, and upon us, yea, the work of our own hands, establish thou it. We want to preach verse 13, where the Word of God says, return, comma, O Lord, comma, how long, question mark, let it repent thee concerning thy servants. I want to preach this morning on how long shall it be before the Lord returns. Father God, we love you this morning. Lord, it's preaching time. I stand where no man needs to stand alone. I call upon your great mercy, your mighty power, and pray right now you'd anoint me for the preaching of the Word of God. Fill my home with oil. Lord, give me, I pray, power from on high. You told your disciples to tarry at Jerusalem till they be endued with power from on high. Lord, every preacher can't preach without that power. I pray, dear Father, today you'd season these words that they may settle down in our hearts, that we may ponder upon them throughout this week and consider what's said today, that it's from God and not from man. In Jesus' blessed name, we thank and praise you. Ask all these things. Amen. return, O Lord, how long? He says, I'll tell you what, to the church, it won't be very long. We sing that song. It won't be very long till this short life shall end. It won't be very long till burdens shall, till, I can't remember how the song is, till, but I'll tell you what, it won't be very long. Last Sunday night, we left this service, went to another church that was having revival. Our brother Willard Bryant was preaching over there. And I kind of got a blessing there. I mean, it'd been a full day. Brother Dawson and Peyton there was with us all day long. It took its toll, I believe, upon Dawson. And at that revival meeting, there were some singers singing. And they had sung quite a few songs. And Dawson slid over there next to me, looked up in my eyes, and said, "How much longer will it be, Brother Eddie?" And I said, "Honey, I don't know. It won't be long, surely." And they, after that song, they said, "We're going to sing one more." And Dawson looked over at me and he said, "They're going to sing another." And I said, "I know." Well, after they got done singing, Dawson, he took a sigh of relief. And then another man got up there and sung four or five songs. And Dawson stood over at me and looked up in my eyes and he said, "I want my mama, Brother Eddie." And I said, "In a while, honey, in a little while, I mean, I don't know what to do. We just got there." But I could certainly understand what this little boy was saying. He said, "Brother Eddie, the day's been long. I really want to be home with my mama. And I'll tell you right now, I want to be home with my father. I'm wishing for the day to end, the long day to be over. I'm just soon to be honest with you, leave as to stay. I'm telling you right now, glory to God, I'm a winner either way. I'm heavenly minded. I'm homebound. And glory to God, it's getting near every day." Hallelujah, to leave it out. But I had to certainly sympathize with Dawson. How long is it going to be, Brother Eddie? I don't have the answer. I just know it's nearer than when we believed. And I bless his heart. I certainly could sympathize with him. In Romans chapter 13, verse 11 through 12, it says, "Knowing the time." Now we just had daylight savings time and every one of us trying to realize if we're on the right time or not. But the Bible said in Romans chapter 13, verse number 11, it says that knowing the time, that now it's high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. That means, Brother Melvin, we're one day closer to heaven. Glory to God. Sister Carolyn, one day closer to streets of gold. One day closer to the walls of Jasper. One day closer to what the eyes not seen and the ears never heard. Never has it entered in the heart of man. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to heaven, amen. I saw the hell that man has made. I'm headed up to here. I'm looking for that better place, amen. It says the night is far spent. The day is at hand. It said, "Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light." I'm telling you, boy, it's close. It's more than daylight saving time. It's time to get saved if you lost here this morning. But the Bible says, knowing the time, it's ripe, amen, for the coming of the Lord. Doing a little bit of Bible reading this morning. To my surprise, I woke up this morning, had a hunger for the Word of God. And to my surprise, in Luke chapter number 21, are some of the signs that were pointing to the coming of the Lord. And by the way, it's about time to start looking for those signs. But one of the things that mentioned are the signs. It said, there will be signs in the sun, signs in the moon, and in the stars and upon the earth. It said there will be distress of nations. You know what they're doing right now? They're in distress in Syria. There's in distress in Egypt. There's in distress in Lebanon for the ousted that Gaddafi, Muammar Gaddafi. But I want you to know the distress of nations and the perplexity. But listen to this. I didn't really notice this till this morning. It said there'd be signs in the sea. The waves rolling. 19,000 people died at that tsunami last year in Japan. And God said there'd be signs in the sea. He said the waves would roar. You better pay attention to me this morning. I'm telling you this morning. You see them signs on there. It says we're about out of time. Jesus is coming. Are you ready? You better listen to me this morning. I've got some things to say this morning. No, I'm not going to make an etched in stone prediction. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to sum it up today. You're going to understand, buddy. It's close. Amen. Hey, Matthew chapter number 24, verse 32 through 33. The disciples are making an inquiry. They're wanting to know the signs of His coming. They're wanting to know what it's going to be when He comes. They said that. End of the world. How will we know? And he says, learn the parable of the fig tree. 1948. Israel became a nation. Please listen to me this morning. I'm not that smart. I'm smart enough to know what I'm saying this morning. You better pay attention. 1948. God mentioned He would regather His people. He said, I'll put them as a nail in a sure place. He said, they'll not be moved. He said, I'll make them a cup of trembling to all nations. You know what all the nations are worried about? What's going to happen over in Israel? All week long, the Palestinians have been bombing Israel. And I'm telling you, the Syrians haven't been able to stop them. And nobody else has been able to stop them. But Israel has. They killed 15 of them. And I'll tell you right now, Israel is not at a disadvantage. They're at an advantage. Their God is mighty to save. Amen. Don't worry about Israel. I'll tell you right now, He the keeper of Israel, Sister Carolyn. He don't sleep. He don't slumber. He's a mighty God. He's a God of war. I'll tell you right now, buddy, He's able to defend His people. He's able to keep them as the apple of His eye. I ain't worried about Israel, but the world's got the eye on Israel. Israel's become a cup of trembling for all nations. They know that that nation Israel, they know it's a prophetic thing that in the 6 days they took their land back. They know it's a prophecy that points to an event. But I want you to know in 1948, Israel became a nation again. God gathered them together. In 1950, they got possession of the land. Now, I just read you in there about man's days will be 70. That's 70 years. If by reason and strength, they'd be 80. That's 80 years. Okay, 1950. Let's just forget about 48. 1950 to right now is 62 years. You add 7 years to that, that's 69 years. You put that 48 to it, it's 71 years. We're going into double overtime right now. You're talking about the long-suffering mercy of God, the grace of God that's waiting on humanity to get saved. The number of men return, oh Lord, how long? God said, 70 is going to be your days. If by reason of strength, 80. That means that little baby, that when they became into their land, that when they became a nation, that little bitty baby today, Brother Hired, is 62 years old. And Jesus said all of these things. He said this generation will see all of these things. You add that 7 years of Daniel's seventh week, you add that to that number, and you got 69 years. God said 70. In the book of Song of Solomon, it says the winter's past. Rain has come. Awake, my beloved, and arise. Sister Anita, the winter's past. Rain comes in April. The old song says April showers bring May flowers. This could be the year of our exodus. I'm not trying to toot my horn. I'm just trying to wake you up that you might know the time. Amen. I'm telling you today, but I've been flapping my wings. I've been going to bed every night expecting to wake up in heaven. I don't know about you, but I got so heavily minded on myself. And I'll tell you what, there ain't no room for nothing else. And I'm telling you, glory to God, when we're close to the coming of the Lord. Amen. And the Song of Solomon says, awake, my beloved, and away. And I say, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm ready to take my way. Let me read that for you here a minute. Because I want to make a comment here. You listen to this. I'm in Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 8. The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh, skipping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved's like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, and my fair one, and come away, for lo, the winter's past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of birds is come, that's springtime. He said, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. I've never heard the voice of a turtle, but I do know one thing, Brother Hired. I knew they stay in the ground during the wintertime, and they come out when it warms up. Now, if they got a voice, I've not heard it. But I'll tell you one thing, it's talking about a time when the turtles aren't in the ground. It's talking about a time when they come out. Here lately, I've been seeing turtles on the logs and turtles on the banks. And I'm telling you what, buddy, this could be the year, amen. It says the fig tree put forth her green leaves and the vine with a tender grape. Give a good smell. He said, arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. I'll tell you what, buddy, we're soon to leave this cursed place. I'll tell you right now, when they talk about redefining marriage, when they talk about passing laws to accommodate abominations and abortions and abuse, I'm telling you what, buddy, we're getting ready to leave out. Oh yes, it's going to wax worse and worse under the end. Yes, the last days will be perilous times. Men will be lovers of their own selves. Men will be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. They will be covetous. They will be boasters. They will be proud. They will be blasphemous. Yes, they will be despisers of those that are good. Kirk Cameron starred in the movie Fireproof, facing it. I don't know if he's in the movie Facing the Giants. He was in the movie Fireproof. And I'll tell you one thing. I got a lot of respect for him. He stood when it wasn't easy to stand. When Piers Morgan put him on the spot. By the way, we don't need Hollywood or media, neither one of us, tell us know how to live or act. We need to line up with the Bible. But he asked him how he felt about same-sex marriage, and Kirk didn't hesitate. He said, I'll tell you, I'm a Christian, and I believe the Bible teaches that in the beginning God made a male and female. And I'll tell you what, he said, for this cause shall a man leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. He didn't hesitate. He didn't stutter. He didn't slow down. And I'll tell you what, old Piers Morgan, he didn't stutter neither. He said, are you saying homosexuals are sin? Boy, I'd love to trade places right there with Kirk Cameron. I'd love to put my finger in the face of the TV of the world and say, you better believe it. It's an abomination in the sight of a holy God. And I'll tell you what, there's enough scripture to nail it to any wall you want to put it to. But I'll tell you right now, if God will never tolerate that all through this Bible, you can see that I'm telling you we're returning to what God destroyed in the days of Noah, to what God destroyed in the days of Lot. We're just about there. And the Bible says it'll be like that before Jesus comes, amen. Well, Kirk Cameron, God bless him. I'll tell you what, buddy. He stepped right up to the plate. When Piers Morgan asked him if homosexuality was a sin, I'll tell you what, it's more than a sin. It's an abomination. You want scripture? For those of you listening by way of internet, Leviticus chapter 18, verse number 22, Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse number 17, Leviticus chapter 20, verse number 13, 1 Kings chapter 14, verse number 24, and 1 Kings chapter 15, verse number 12, says that the king Asa removed all the sodomites out of the land. I wish we could get an Asa in America to get them out, amen. I'm getting tired of our children getting abused. I'm getting tired of our children being taught something other than the Bible. I'm getting tired of them teaching them so-and-so had two daddies or two mamas. I'm getting tired of them teaching our children by way of comic books and cartoons that being gay is okay when the Bible says it's abominable. I'm getting tired of it. I'll tell you right now, I'm set for the defense of the gospel, but I'm also set to preach against sin. But I'll tell you what, Oh boy, he opened up a snake's nest. It doesn't matter how refined you are. It doesn't matter how rich you are. It don't matter how reputable you are, how famous or how political you are. Homosexuality is an abomination in the sight of God, and there is a judgment, and you will get your day in court. Amen. Good luck with your agenda. Amen, Brother Eddie. It's off quiet here this morning. His on-screen actor in the series he played, I think it was Happy Days, his on-screen actor, her name is Tracy. Tracy Gold, she's not happy with that comment. I'm not done, bear with me. His fellow actors, they're not happy neither. Glad's not happy. GLAAD, which stands for Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, they say that Kirk is out of step with the majority of the American people, and particularly people of faith who believe that gays should be loved and accepted. Oh, by the way, God told Cain in Genesis chapter 4, verse 7, if thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And in Jude chapter number 22, it says to pull them out of the fire, ain't needing their garments, spotted by the flesh. And I want you to know this sin of homosexuality. I'll tell you right now, God will never condone it. God condemned it with an overthrow, making them an example to those that hereafter should live like that. And I'll tell you right now, buddy, those in Sodom and Gomorrah, they know full well it was a sin worthy of death. And I'll tell you right now, God said to put them to death. They commit an abomination, amen. God said in Luke 17:26, as it was in the days of Noah. You know what they did in the days of Noah? They did eat. They drank. They married. I can't believe this. Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. They did eat. They drank. I stand corrected. They married wives. And then it's a little bit further, and it says, and then they were given in marriage. I've often wondered what that means. I'll tell you where this is going to go. It's not going to stop at two homosexual men. It's not going to stop at two lesbian women. It's not going to stop somebody's going to marry their dog or their horse or their cow or whatever. It's not going to stop. You know why it's not going to stop? Because there's only one thing that satisfies, and that's Jesus. And without Jesus, they're never going to be satisfied. They're going to have an insatiable desire and a hunger and a thirst, and they'll seek the things that satisfy that they can never satisfy. I'm glad one dose of Jesus will fix any homosexual, any lesbian. I'll tell you right now, they can get born again. If they's born that way, glory to God, Brother Melvin, and get born again another way. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Tell you what, I don't want to be in a funeral home. But I'll tell you what, they married wives. And then it said they were given in marriage until the flood came and destroyed them all. Verse 28 says, likewise, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank. But the same day that Lot went out, it didn't rain water, it rained down fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed all of them. I'll tell you right now, buddy, a little while, Hebrews says, and he shall come, and he will come, and will not tarry. Hebrews 10:37, Revelation chapter 3, verse 11, he said, behold, I come quickly. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 22, verse 20, he said, surely I'll come quickly. John said, even so, Lord Jesus, come. I'll tell you what, in Revelation chapter number 6, verse number 10, the martyred saints of God slain for the word of God are crying out with a loud voice. They're saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, doest thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? I'll tell you right now, God will judge. He's ready to judge. And he said, Romans 12:19, that vengeance is mine, I will pay, saith the Lord. I'm going to tell you right now, we've went into double overtime. I'm going to tell you right now, the Lord could have already came and would have been right in doing it. But I want you to know He has given you precious opportunities to come and make reservation for a home in heaven to get out of the wrath and the judgment. And I'm telling you what the destruction is coming upon this world. When you read there in Revelation, it says, woe unto the inhabitants of the world, don't be here. When it says woe, I'll tell you what, buddy, if you're here, death will flee from you. You'll want to die. You'll cry out for death. Death come, take me away, and death will run from you. You'll say to the rocks, hide me from the face of Him that's coming. There'll be no hiding place. I'm telling you right now, it's right for the coming of the Lord. Dawson said, how long? Won't be long, buddy. Won't be long at all. He said, I come quickly. I'm telling you what, our salvation is nearer. Those days mentioned right there in Psalms 90, 90:10, that's a prophetic picture of Israel. They've been there 90:10. And I'm going to tell you right now, you're in overtime. The people I work with, they love basketball. Man, they love every kind of ball. I don't like sports. I hate them. But I sit in there and I'm about like old Lot. I vex my righteous soul. And all that's up there going on, and they're screaming and hollering, throwing chairs and cussing and carrying on. I'm sitting there thinking, buddy, you better be glad for overtime, because right now God's giving you opportunity. He's giving you extended mercy. He's giving you, buddy, I'm telling you what, something you don't deserve. He's giving you opportunity to have the Lord as your Savior, to have your name in the book, your sins on the blood, have a home in heaven, to be with your family, to be able to enjoy eternity. And I'm telling you what, it's not going to be very long. I'm going to preach next Sunday, not on how long to the church, but how long to the lost. Yeah. I challenge you this morning. I beg you this morning to consider the opportunity, because next Sunday may not get here. You may only have today. You may only have now. Me and Brother Melvin, we had no idea. That was the last time we was going to pray with Lehman Goodman. We're going to go see Randall Grant today. The Lord will let us. I got a burden for him. We'll go see as many as we can. But I'm going to tell you what, you ain't got as long as you think. That old wicked witch of the West, she turned that hourglass over on Dorothy and she said, you've got till that sand runs out of that glass before I'm coming after them slippers. I'll tell you right now, just like that sand and that glass run so fast. Now I'll tell you what, buddy, the sand is running. You better make tracks. You better make haste. You better get somebody by the hand. And I'll tell you what, take advantage of grace. Take advantage of mercy. Because I'm going to tell you right now, buddy, He's going to come. He's not going to tarry. And I'm telling you right now, He said, I come quickly. And right now, you can get a home in heaven. Right now, you can make a reservation to have eternity in that blessed place. You better take advantage of it. Father, we thank You for the precious message today. Lord, I'm certainly not big enough to preach the message as it is. Greater, Lord, than I could deliver. But I pray, Father, today, Lord, You'd move upon what's been said. Lord, may the fear of God fall upon someone's heart this morning and they redeem the time. And they realize, Lord, how little time they've got. Maybe I'll pray in a hurry. Rush up here like Molly did this morning without hesitation, not even waiting for the invitation, not even waiting for the piano or the song leader to announce the song. May they come up here and get saved in the precious name of the beloved Savior that died for the sins of the whole world. May they come this morning. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand this morning. Well, I hope you consider what I told you this morning. I feel great relief having delivered that message. Had I died before delivering that, I felt like I would have been guilty of someone's blood. Because I'm telling you right now, I told you what God told me to tell you. I told it to you with urgency. I told it to you just like I'm telling you. It's as real can be. You better redeem the time. You better realize, buddy, you might not have tomorrow. Better get saved while you got time. Go ahead, Brother Mel. Great day coming. You ought to come this morning. I mean, don't even wait. Don't even hesitate. Just come. Just step out, come. There'll be two or three come with you. Maybe you want to come up here and just pray for someone you know that needs to be saved. I tell you what, these little ones up here, lots of times they set a good example. They just come up here and pray. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to get left behind. I wouldn't want to miss heaven. God bless you, William. Somebody come up here and pray with me. You know what, William? Lord, I pray with my brother here this morning. And Lord, I don't know, Lord, his petition. Lord, I so appreciate the sight of seeing someone concerned, someone that cares enough to come down here and on behalf of that individual, go to God in prayer. Bless William, Father. Grant his petition as only you can out of your riches and glory. I pray, Lord, he'd set an example, Lord, to others that are here this morning, that they might realize, Lord, it's time to make, Lord, quick our steps and come and bring our needs and our petitions to God and pray like we never prayed before, our precious loved ones. Bless my brother here this morning, Jesus. Amen. Won't you come this morning? Make your way out and come. The front's full up here. And I'm telling you right now, plenty of room. Little Kaylee knelt down right there. And I said, honey, what you need? She said, Brother Eddie, I'm praying to get saved. And this little girl got saved right there on the corner of the altar. And her tear stain is still right there. Why don't you come this morning? Tell you what, I'd rather come and miss it than wish I'd come. I'll tell you right now, I'd come. I'd come in faith. We do everything on credit. Hey, we put up this bill, that bill, like Margaret said, we get a loan and think we can pay it off. Why don't you come this morning and get greater than a loan? Why don't you come this morning and get the bill paid in full by the blood of Jesus? Come on this morning. You've waited so long, waiting for the moving of the water. I'm telling you, buddy, I preached you a timely message this morning. Why don't you come? No better time than right now. That's God knocking on your heart. That's God that's troubling you. That's not Brother Eddie. That's God that's saying you better come. God's saying you better come now. The song that said my heart's fixed. It's well with my soul. You can get it fixed today. Oh yeah. He does. He does heart surgery. He gave me a new heart. Praise God. It sings as praise to God now. I had a heart of condemnation before He put that new heart in. Why don't you come this morning? Why don't you come? Listen, I told you a real truth this morning. The time is now. It's at hand. Young or old, why don't you come this morning? Why don't you get it fixed? Listen, this is a little old bitty country church. I'm a little old country preacher. I ain't nobody. But I want you to know the gracious God of heaven told me what to say this morning. And I'll tell you what, He helped me to say what I told you. Don't set at naught His counsel. Don't set at naught His invitation. Come quickly. Come quickly. I regretted hearing about Lehman Goodman. I done what I could. Brother Melvin, he done what he could. We prayed for Lehman. We can just go so far. But you got to come to God. God said you will not come to me that you may have life. You got to come to Him. The old church can't give you life. Brother Eddie can't give you life. But Jesus came that you might have life. Have it more abundantly. That's why the psalmist said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Call upon Him while He's near. Come to Him while He's ready. Why don't you come this morning? I'm pleading. Yeah, I'm pleading. He's singing. We're just trying to give you ample opportunity. For all I know today, when we close the doors of the church today, it may be the last time they're ever open. I know the churches are still going to be here. But what makes the church a church will not be there. It'll be full of devils. It'll be full of darkness. Right now, I'm telling you, it's His house. It's His Father's house. It's a house of prayer. Right now, buddy, He welcomes sinners to come and get saved, get forgiven. But I'll tell you right now, when He shuts the door of the church, it's over. You forget it. No more grace to be had. No more mercy to be found. Just like I shut this book, He's going to shut the door of the church, and the church age will be no more, Sister Molly. Come home. God bless you, Brother Melvin. I pulled my heart out. I can't preach no harder than I preached to you this morning. I can't pray no harder than I prayed for you this morning. Called your name out to God and wept and prayed over you. Anybody got anything on your heart this morning? Please come back tonight. We'll preach again tonight. Do our best. Leave you the message God delivered us. All quiet in here. Always quiet when you do heart surgery. That's right. She's right. That's right. That's right. She's right. She's right on the money. God bless you, Sister Sophie. She's right. Just like clockwork. Amen. Me too. I'm going on the first load too, buddy. Hallelujah. Going first class. Way of the cross. Old song said, I came by the way of the cross. Anybody else got anything on your heart this morning? God bless you, Sister Molly. Amen. That's right. God bless you, Sister Molly. Amen. Whew. Boy, y'all hear what she just said? She said, I know he's near the door. My wife, she gets on me all the time watching news. You know why I watch the news? I want to see where we're at. Mm-hmm. When I start seeing all these things happening, when I see Iran threatened to wipe Israel off the map, I say, glory to God, it ain't going to be very long. We're going to leave out of here. I mean, it's clear. It's cut. It's etched in stone. I'm telling you right now, we're about ready to make our exodus. I can't wait to leave this Egypt and go to that promised land that God said He went away to prepare a place for us. I can't wait to see the joys of the Lord. I can't wait to see the glory of my God when I see Him in His majesty, high and lifted up, sitting where He ought to sit in the heart of every mind. I'll tell you what a wonderful sight that's going to be when I see one that died for me. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. That's true. That's right. Supposed to be in the world, but not of the world. That's right.
And it'll all be over.
Wipe it out. She's right.
So they're
going to
look up instead of looking at the green grass on the other side.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Molly. Anybody else this morning? This may be the last service. I'll tell you right now, buddy. I delivered you a message from on high this morning. What I told you this morning, buddy, they come from God.
Jacob, he wrestled with an angel on the land.
That's right.
That's right. If I wasn't a Christian, I'd be up
here
wrestling with the Lord right now.
That's right. Amen, Brother Melvin.
Yeah, but we have to seek what
the Bible
says they
seek
in the
old market.
That's right.
Can't
wait and feel like going to get
you up
here and get after
it. I
want to feel
like going to.
You're up here like Brother
Melvin said, contend for it.
I went in with it.
Tell you what, if I was here lost this morning, I would not leave this service. I would not leave this service. We had a young man not too long ago, little Daniel, back here in the back. And service over with everybody left but Daniel. I come back in and I said, is everything all right, Daniel? He says, is it too late to get saved? I said, no, sir. And then Daniel come up here at this altar. He done what was sensible.
Amen.
As a little boy, he called upon God and asked God to save him. Pilate said, what shall I do with this Jesus? Which is called Christ. If you're here lost this morning, don't leave. Don't leave lost. Not today. Maybe other times, but not today. Don't leave lost. I beg you. Don't leave lost. I'm pleading with you this morning. I'm telling you right now the urgency of this hour. Take advantage of Calvary. Take advantage of the mercy and grace God showed through His Son. Don't leave this service lost today. Please don't. Anyone else got anything on your heart? I've gone as far as I can go as a human.
We went and seen Lynn 2 weeks ago today.
Yeah.
Last time we seen him. And, you know, I didn't think that he would be living today. You know, but we don't know.
That's true. That's true. Bible said, what's your life? But a vapor appears for a little while. Here today and gone tomorrow. And sometimes you're here today and gone today. You don't have to be tomorrow. Brother Howard, you just missed this word of prayer, brother. Don't leave this service today lost.